Transformation of America by Mark Phillips and Kathy O'Brien. Chapter 19, E.T. Phone Rome. Anyone attending the Bohemian Grove on a regular basis was referred to by those in the know as a Grover. One such Grover was Ronald Reagan's then Secretary of Education, Bill Bennett, who later became Drug Czar. During the Bush administration, wrote the so-called Book of Virtues and was / vying for the office of president. Bennett is apparently very close to his brother and fellow Grover, Bob Bennett. Although Bob Bennett holds the position of legal counsel to President Clinton, it is apparent that the brothers recognize no party lines. It was clear to me that there were no partisan differences amongst those ushering in the New World Order, any more than there was loyalty to our Constitution. The close relationship I witnessed between the Bennett brothers, like the marriage between Clinton's and Bush's 1992 campaign managers James Carville and Mary Matlin, should raise questions as to their agenda, when Bill and Bob Bennett together sexually assaulted my daughter, Kelly, and me at the Bohemian Grove in 1986. I had already known Bill Bennett as a mind control programmer for some time. Bennett anchored his Jesuit/Vatican-based programming of me in my Catholic conditioning, initially instilled via the right to remain silent. Through further manipulation of my inner-dimensional perceptions, Bennett believed he had forever compartmentalized his personal secrets of perverse sex with his brother, Bob, and my then 6-year-old daughter. Bennett also had manipulated my mind in accordance with Vatican orders via Bird's Jesuit College Programming Center in West Virginia. He used his role as Jesuit programmer for the purposes of carrying out his efforts as Education Secretary to implement Education 2000.1. In order to program my mind for my role in bringing Education 2000 into the volunteer state of Tennessee's school system, Bennett used sophisticated mind manipulation to set the stage, the same kind of mind manipulation propaganda executed on national and international scale. Bennett's penchant for manipulating minds is apparently rooted in his knowledge of Catholic/Jesuit mind control techniques. When I met Bennett at a White House cocktail party in 1984, I was wearing the Rosy Cross necklace that Guy Vanderjagt and Father Don had presented to me during my first communion, to signify the mode of program I was operating under at the time. Bird had ordered that I wear it for the occasion. Bird was already talking with Bennett when a White House butler led me in to see Bird. To Bird was saying, "I was just talking about you with my friend, Secretary of Education 3 William Bennett." "Bill," Bennett corrected, sweeping his lecherous gaze over me as though I were merchandise, "how do you do?" " "As I am told, thank you," I said as I extended my hand as trained. Bennett clumsily fingered the Rosy Cross necklace, blowing his alcoholic breath in my face as he said, "Your necklace is as beautiful as you are, and no doubt, as significant in purpose. Where did this come from and what does it mean to you?" "From my first communion," I responded. "Guy," Bird interrupted to clarify, "Vanderjagt gave it to me to consummate my Holy Communion." Bird corrected me, "commemorate your Holy Communion." "She doesn't need a translator, Bobby," Bennett laughed, "I'm hearing her loud and clear." Bird left me with Bennett, who went into a long-winded recitation on an interpretation of the Bible deliberately intended to further distort my Catholic-instilled perceptions. Christ was an alien in this land, he was saying, in accordance with his learned Jesuit mind manipulation techniques. Once he landed in Earth's plane, it was plain to see he was a leader in interdimensional travel. We, Jesuits/aliens, followed his lead since he was the first to slip into Earth's dimension. In Christ's transformation from purpose for to purpose, he lost his will to Earth's demands. He lost his purpose, so to speak. Totally transfixed, I listened as Bennett rallied on and on. When Christ emerged from the deep to inhale of Earth's atmosphere, time began ticking. It was not recognized or acknowledged until Christ's passing, however. We began marking time with his death. BC ad or is that act DC? referring to high voltage used to compartmentalize memory. He continued, "No, Akin DC stops time. At any rate, we followed his lead. He referred to you as sheep. He knew you needed to be led. He led us. He led you. He led us to you. We're here to lead you. The transformation is perfected now, updated with the latest in alien technologies whereby we no longer have to follow Christ's course to the grave. We can transcend dimensions free of the confines of Earth's gravitational pull. The time is now, and we are here to lead you. We know your mind. That's how we make you mind. Make you mine. Make you a mind. Make you mine. Journey with me now." Bennett manipulated my perceptions and ill. "At last," he informed me, "you and I will be working closely together on a global education project." Sweeping his hand around the crowded room, he continued, "This atmosphere is not conducive to the kind of work we need to be doing. Something else just came up that demands immediate attention. Let's complete tonight's business with pleasure, beat it out of this dimension, suspend your suspended animation, and get with the program." In one of many White House bedrooms available for such purposes, Bennett led me into bed. "I told you we were going to beat it out of this dimension, and that's exactly what I intend to do. A little bird told me you like a whip. Since I am not the Senate kind, I'll just represent the majority by giving you what you need most." Bennett apparently found perverse pleasure in whipping me. With my wrists bruised and my body slinging with pain, Bennett lit up a cigarette and cryptically asked, "Was that your first communion with an alien?" He threw me my clothes, and ordered, "Make yourself a presentable. Make sure your wrists are covered. I'm not waiting around for you. I'll see you in the morning." Bennett left. After a while I was escorted back to Bird, with whom I spent a brutal, short night. On the way to his room, Bird told me, "You've got work to do come morning with Mr. Bennett. Working for him is like working for me. We are working in conjunction with the state governors in an effort to implement the Global 2000 Education Formula for the future. I am excited at the prospect of meddling in the future through what I accomplish today. Since I hold this country's purse strings, it is up to me to delegate as much funding as is necessary to implement the educational program. I've withheld funding and withheld funding to the point where the individual states must rely on federal funding to get them out of hot water financially. I am ready to do just that so long as they follow my guidelines. Mr. Bennett is working out the details of this plan, and will be sharing much of that with you. I need you to do what you do best by enlisting the full cooperation of state government at the upcoming Governor's Convention. I have never demanded conventional sex of you before, but this time is different. Persuade these governors at their weakest moment, bring them to their knees while you are on yours, and convince them that global education is the gateway to the future if there is to be any future at all." Early the next morning, deep underground in the NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center Mind Control Lab near DC, Bill Bennett began preparing me for the program. NASA uses various CIA designer drugs to chemically alter the brain and create exactly the mindset required at the time. Huntsville, Alabama's NASA drug of choice, Tranquility, created a feeling of absolute, peaceful compliance and a sensation of walking on air. The drug administered this time was sufficiently similar to Tranquility to create total compliance. The bearing I had endured the night before had rendered me helpless, anyway, and I could barely crawl up onto the cold, metal lab table as the drug took effect. In the darkness surrounding me, I could hear Bill Bennett talking, "This is my brother, Bob. He and I work as one unit. We are alien to this dimension, to beings from another plane." The high-tech light display swirling around me convinced me I was transforming dimensions with them. A laser of light hit the black wall in front of me, which seemed to explode into a panoramic view of a White House cocktail party as though I had transformed dimensions and stood amongst them. Not recognizing anyone, I frantically asked, "Who are these people?" "They're not people, And this isn't a spaceship," Bennett said. As he spoke, the holographic scene changed ever so slightly until the people appeared to be lizard-like aliens. "Welcome to the second level of the underground. This level is a mirror/mirror, reflection of the first, an alien dimension. We are from a transdimensional plane that spans and encompasses all dimensions. Infinite dimensions," Bob injected. "Infinite dimensions spanned simultaneously," Bill said, "no limitations." Bob softly sang, "Let freedom ring. There truly is nowhere to run and nowhere to hide from us. We're who is looking from behind the eye in the sky," Bill continued. "We're watching you," Bob said. He sang a line from the popular rock song, "I'll be watching you. I have taken you through my dimension as a means of establishing stronger holds on your mind than the Earth's plane permits," Bill Bennett was saying. "Being alien, I simply make my thoughts your thoughts by projecting them into your mind. My thoughts are your thoughts. 5. The brief message Bennett programmed me with pertaining to Education 2000 was to be directed to state governors at the upcoming convention while delivering a packet of information. The children. We must consider the children. Think for a moment beyond tomorrow. Our children are the future. Their future lies in education. We can control the future today by regulating education. Our thoughts and plans for the future put in their text. A text they can understand. Children's textbooks. The highest levels of government, the most brilliant minds on the face of this Earth would like input into the future by way of the children. You, as governor, are in a position to provide that link. Global Education 2000 is ready for implementation. Look into it. Look into it and see the future. 1. Education 2000 was designed to increase our children's learning capacity while destroying their ability to critically think for themselves. You can learn more about Education 2000, also referred to as America 2000 and Global 2000, through reading Educating for the New World Order by B.K. Eachman, published by Halcyon House Aspen 0289420. 2782, 3,441,000, and A Critique of America 2000, an educational strategy by Kathy Simmons, published by Citizens for Excellence in Education 2. Anytime I was taken to see Bird, I was deliberately reminded of his name, Robert C. Bird, and its alien mirror reversal, see Bird as a triple bind lock-in. 3. Bill Bennett, who was still acting as chairman of the National Endowment of the Humanities in 1984, was designated, tapped, to become U.S. Secretary of Education through his allegiances to George Bush and the New World Order. In 1985, Reagan, Bush, officially appointed Bennett as Secretary of Education. Apparently, Byrd considered my need to know Bennett as Secretary of Education pertinent to my role in the Global Education Project. 4. Jesuit/NASA-based whale and dolphin programming suggests that water is a mirror to other dimensions and is the means by which aliens have mixed with our population. 5. If this were so, why did he have to audibly tell me